back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. We're glad to have Rick Windham sitting right alongside us as our co-host this morning. As we go back to the KODY phone lines, we have Emma Sinclair joining us from the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Emma filling in for Sean this morning. And welcome, Emma. Thanks for taking some time for us.
Good morning, Emma.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Sean said that you're relatively new to the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Where did you come to us from?
I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I moved out here. I started in November, and moving out here, I was working from home for out here in December, and now I'm in the office working here in North Platte.
Awesome. Okay.
She's got to be good. From the home of Harley Davidson.
Yeah, right?
Now, Emma, Sean says you have some background in severe weather. Is that right?
Yes, so I did in college, I did do some work. There's a technology called Prob Severe, so it kind of takes a storm and looks at how much of a percent chance that storm has of being severe, so whether that be hail, wind, what have you. So I did a lot of work on that in college, making the technology better to help other meteorologists. So that's my background there.
Interesting.
And where did you go to college? Where was this being done?
I did go to UW-Madison, so that's University of Wisconsin-Madison, so we're Big Ten rivals.
You're in rival territory.
Don't tell anybody. Get some red and just don't tell anybody and you'll be fine.
Right. Camouflage in. Now, Emma, we did have some severe weather throughout the area yesterday. As of recent of yesterday, there's a little bit at the end of last week as well, I believe, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so a lot of that, last night specifically, we saw up to baseball-sized hail, which is almost 3 inches, and
good
that was out in Oshkosh. We did get pretty strong winds as well. Here in Lincoln County, we didn't end up having any hail that was super big. We did just have some strong winds. I think we gusted up to about 40 miles an hour and some smaller hail. But, yeah, those storms that came through last night, they were producing tornadoes throughout northeast Colorado, so we were looking out for that. I don't know if we ended up having any or not. But, yeah, we did see a lot of hail and wind and definitely heavy rain. It rained almost up to an inch here in Lincoln County in North Platte. And I know some other areas I know in Kansas got up to 2 inches from these storms, too.
Wow.
Yep. Very wet.
Where I live, which is out by Lake Maloney, I don't think we got that much. And I slept through everything. I did not hear a thing. So it must have not been. And I had my windows open, too.
Rain's calming sometimes. You just
yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's just interesting. It's always fascinated me how much variance there can be in just such short distances.
Yeah, that like last week we were seeing a lot of the storms in the Panhandle. Our National Weather Service office meets right up next to Cheyenne's National Weather Service, and the margin of error that we work in is just so slim that they were getting a lot of the severe storms just on the other side of Sheridan and Garden, but they weren't crossing into our area. That's so it's crazy how just between those counties we were seeing such a big difference as well.
Now, when you had a chance to pick where you wanted to go to work with the Weather Service, why'd you choose North Platte?
So before I moved here, I was working out in Denver. I wasn't doing weather, but I was doing energy consulting. And I, being from Milwaukee, I had driven home a couple times during COVID, and I knew where North Platte was. And even moving out to Denver, I knew where North Platte was. And so I felt like it was somewhere that I knew versus if I had just gone somewhere, let's say, in like Anchorage, somewhere I've never been. I felt like North Platte was a good spot because it was somewhere that I had been familiar with.
And for somebody that has a background in severe weather, too, you're definitely going to get that itch scratched here, especially with the month ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the past week or so, we've just had, like, repeated chances every day. So, and we're going to see it again Wednesday. We're thinking that's looking to be the best severe day this week. We're at least going to see probably winds and hail, but we're keeping our eye out for whatever other threats there may be. But that's, it's coming again, and we've had a lot of it lately.
Again, we're blessed to have Emily Sinclair joining us here at Mugs in the Morning. Emma, with the National Weather Service here in North Platte. And Emma, you said Wednesday we have some strong chances of severe weather. A little gloomy outside right now, so what are we looking at between now and those chances of severe activity on Wednesday?
Yeah, so we're probably having a slight chance of storms tonight again, but that's more so, I mean, the line's going to cut through Imperial to North Platte to Atkinson and southeast of that line, so it might not entirely cover at least our National Weather Service area, but definitely east of us into Omaha and Hastings area. That will be the next round of storms, mostly just some winds, maybe some hail with that as well. And then most of Monday, or most of today until then, will be pretty quiet, and tomorrow will be quiet as well, and then until Wednesday picks back up again. And we'll probably have highs in the 70s, so at least tomorrow while it's quiet, that'll be a nice nice treat, I guess, yep. from all the rain.
And what are we looking at after Wednesday? You said Wednesday's the strongest chances for some severe activity. Is the primary threat with that? What was that?
Go ahead.
Oh, is the primary threat with Wednesday hail, or is there some chances of tornadic activity as well?
Yeah, so it's probably still too soon to tell. We are, I believe, in an enhanced risk based on the Storm Prediction Center, which means the ingredients are there that these things can happen. So we do have a lot of different atmospheric ingredients there, kind of like when you bake a cupcake, you have all the sugar and your eggs. We have those ingredients to make the cupcake, but we just kind of have to see how it evolves in real time. So we can't rule out a tornado, but it's definitely something to keep our eye on until then. And, of course, if people have ways to receive warnings, they'll be updated in real time.
Absolutely. And what are we looking at after Wednesday? Are there chances of more activity following Wednesday?
Yeah, so it looks like, again, we'll have a cool down Thursday a little bit, so kind of a mild week, but the weekend again will be our next chance for showers again.
Okay.
More of our rainy weather that we've seen.
Now, how likely is it that you can push that off? I got a fishing camp coming up this weekend.
I'll try my best for you, but, you know, I'll be here.
Emma, I believe we're in an El Nino pattern right now. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so over the winter we were in a La Nina pattern. So what happens is in La Nina, it basically has to do with the sea surface temperatures in the Pacific down. It was, I believe, like the La Nina, El Nino was started in Peru or Chile. I'm not positive. But it was basically the sea surface temperatures, they noticed the difference there. And so long story short, that has an impact on our weather here. So we were seeing that over the winter. It does look like that has calmed down a bit for the summer, so not left over for the summer, but that was what we were seeing definitely for the winter.
And with this amount of precipitation we've gotten recently and the more that we could anticipate in the near future, has this made a big difference on the drought conditions and the threat of continued drought conditions?
Yeah, so luckily we've seen drought conditions actually improving. So drought conditions do take, you know, a while to change because it takes a while to dry out, obviously. But overall, we have seen much improvement over western Nebraska in the drought. I mean, there's still some areas that are in a little bit of a drought, but this wet weather has definitely been helpful for that, for sure.
Emma, is there anything else you'd like? Anything else you'd like to add today, Emma?
No, I think that's it for me. Thank you guys for having me.
You're
absolutely
very welcome.
Glad to have you here in Nebraska, and maybe we can convert you into a Husker fan yet.
We'll see.
Easier said than done, it sounds
Didn't
like.
Sound convincing.
Emma, thank you so much for filling in for Sean. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Thank you.
That,
again, is Emma Sinclair with the National Weather Service, filling in for Sean Jacobs, who typically joins us on Monday. Sean will be back with us again 2 weeks from today, and as you heard Senator Groney mention, our offices will be closed next Monday, so we will not have a morning show. Instead, we'll have an extra hour of Gordon Deal. We're going to step aside for another commercial break here on Mugs of the Morning. Rick will preview the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting next, and we'll also crack open the phone lines here in just a few moments on KODY's Mugs of the Morning, a service of Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo, Bo Witt, and Pete Bolt. Community strong all day long.